You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Thursday, August 21st. Catherine Lanfer is sitting next to me. She's in for John Hockenberry today.
Hey, Adora.
And we're going to return to our conversations about what's happening in Russia and the Republic of Georgia. So far today, the violence seems to have calmed down, but there are still conflicting reports about whether Russian troops are pulling out of Georgia as promised. Meanwhile, the diplomatic work is going at full speed on the heels of the U.S. signing a missile defense deal with Poland. The events have sparked big questions about Russia's place in the world alongside the U.S. and NATO and the West. And our conversation continues today with former Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, who served as ambassador to the U.N. in the Clinton administration and was the chief architect of the 1995 Dayton Peace Agreement, which ended the war in Bosnia. So well acquainted with that part of the world. Welcome to The Takeaway, Mr. Ambassador.
I'm delighted to be with you.
Your thoughts on the Poland-U.S. missile defense deal?
Well, I think it's the first direct consequence outside of Georgia itself of the Russian invasion of Georgia. The polls were divided on this. It's clear, the New York Times has a good article on this morning, that it pushed the polls dramatically in that direction. And I think the Russians can expect a lot more of that as time goes on, unless they actually withdraw from Georgia. And in reference to what you said a moment ago, the facts are pretty clear this morning. The Russians are not withdrawing. They're redeploying. They are not, they're violating the agreement that they themselves signed last week.
So do you think these series of events are really changing, have completely changed the world order, or I should say the dynamic? You've just returned from Georgia there as a private person. I mean, what did you see and what did it tell you about Russia and its intentions on the world stage now?
This is a historic event and a tragic one. It's the first time since the end of the Cold War that Moscow has sent its troops outside its own country as a military force. And they have done this, of course, in Hungary in 1956, in Czechoslovakia in 58, in Afghanistan in 79, but that was the Soviet Union, that was the Cold War. We had operated for 17 years, the United States and Europe, with Russia, on the assumption those days were gone forever. Now the Russians have brutally invaded and crushed a very small, democratic, pro-American, pro-Western country. Mm-hmm. And this is going to change everything. I think the first thing to say, therefore, is this is a historic event. This is one they're going to be talking about the way I just talked about an event in Czechoslovakia, which I might add took place 40 years ago today.
We certainly did mark that on our show yesterday.
Yes, well, I'm glad you did. So it changes everything. Now, how does it change?
But let me interrupt you there, because what has happened didn't exactly come as a surprise to you.
No, I predicted it 2 years ago in a column in the Washington Post, although I never imagined that it would have this kind of military brutality. But the Russians, and particularly Vladimir Putin, just hated the young, democratic upstart new president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. And they know him as Misha, by the way, to everyone. So if it's all right with you, I'll call him Misha. Misha was
That's
a
fine.
Thorn. Misha was a, it's easier. And, you know, no one can tell Saakashvili from, it's just their complicated names for non-Georgians because they
Trust
all
Trust me, I know, Mr. Ambassador.
Good. I have trouble with them anyway. Misha was is a real major thorn in Putin's side, and he was going to get rid of him one way or another. Now, the interesting thing about the last week, this last terrible scene-changing week, is that he didn't succeed in getting rid of Misha. Misha's still there, and the Russians have the two enclaves, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, but they had them already. And they just tighten their grip, and they've expanded their control into other parts of Georgia, despite their agreement to withdraw. But they haven't got rid of Misha, and it's my view that what they have to do now, what we have to do now, we, the United States and mm-hmm. Europe, is rush major economic assistance to Georgia, because the economy is in danger of collapse. And if the economy collapses, I think you're going to see a tremendous popular concern, and they Russians may succeed through economic collapse of Georgia in accomplishing what they failed to do through invasion.
And that's a really important point that you bring up. But let's back up just a little bit, which is Mr. Gorbachev, the former president, said that no one really should be surprised about what's happened, mostly because some of these efforts on the part of the U.S. to expand NATO, for example, into some of the former Soviet satellite countries has annoyed Russia, has created this resentment that was going to bubble up at some point. So the notion that somehow Russia is acting unilaterally and not in response to something is not a good answer, and that it has now exposed this idea that the U.S. really has very little leverage over this reemerging Russia. Russia has no influence.
Now, that was a shocking article Gorbachev wrote in yesterday's New York Times, or signed. Somebody else obviously wrote it for him. He doesn't know what happened down there. But what was really shocking about it was it came from a man who helped end the Cold War by making the historic decision not to send Soviet troops into Poland when Solidarity removed the communist regime peacefully. And here he is 25 years later writing a piece on behalf of Putin full of inaccuracies and lies about what happened in Georgia. And, you know, he's on Putin's payroll like everyone else.
So what can the U.S. do? Has it exposed the fact that the U.S. has very little influence over Russia?
Yes. I think it proves, first of all, the utter bankruptcy of this administration's policy towards Putin, which famously began with George Bush looking into Putin's eyes and seeing the soul of a good man. That will go down as one of the most unfortunate remarks any president's ever made.
And we got to run.
7.5 years since. Mm-hmm. What did he get out of this famous friendship with Vlad?
And that's going to be the subject of much discussion very quickly, because we've got to go. If Barack Obama becomes president, are you expecting a seat somewhere at the table?
Well, first, I hope he gets elected. I'm supporting him.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. in the Clinton administration.